بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, if I can ask you before I begin, as always, please, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent. Please put them on vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَمَا يُطِئِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَدِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدْ. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life. Alhamdulillah who gave us the tawfiq to be able to come to the remembrance of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah who's blessed us to be Muslim. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to us and to allow us to die in a state of al-Islam. A state where Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's happy with us, He's pleased with us, and He's merciful to us, Allahumma ameen. And brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reflection, a reminder about the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the Muslims know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. But how many times do we stop and think about it? How many times do we reflect on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so merciful to us? And brothers and sisters, the reality is each and every one of us, we're going to be counting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to us on Yawmul Qiyamah. Without a shadow of a doubt, our only success on Yawmul Qiyamah will depend on if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to be merciful to us. May Allah be merciful to us on Yawmul Qiyamah. One of the scholars that lived before us, he said this about learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's important that we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholar, he said this. He said, if one knows the commander, then the commands are easy to follow. If one knows the commander, if one knows the one who's given the orders, then the orders become easy to follow, easy to obey. And this is why we need to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you don't know who He is. If you don't know what He does. So inshallah today we're going to talk about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَلَا يُؤَخِّدَ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا قَصَبُوا مَا تَرَاكَ عَلَى ذَخْرِهَا مِنْ دَبَّةِ وَلَاكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَّا أَجْلٍ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَالُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah were to snatch up mankind for the evil that they do, if Allah were to snatch us up for the bad things that we do, Allah says there wouldn't be a single living creature left on the face of the earth. But instead Allah does not do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, He gives them respite, He gives them time until an appointed time. And then when that time comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's well aware. He's all seeing. He knows everything that they did. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's ar-Rahim. He doesn't rush to punish us. He doesn't rush to take us to task for the bad things that we do when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day in and day out. And this is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, نَبِّ إِبَادِي أَنِّي أَنَّ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. وأن أدابي هو الأداب العليم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, tell my servants, this is us, tell my servants that I am the most forgiving, the most merciful, and that my torment is severe. And we need to remember this. Don't just depend on Allah and say, Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, so I'm going to keep committing the sins. No. Remember that Allah is al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, and so make tawbah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Try to stop doing the bad things. But at the same time, remember that Allah's punishment is severe. And this is what we want to avoid on Yawmul Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it said, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله خلق الرحمة يوم خلقها مئة رحمة. Rasulullah said, verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created rahmah. He created the mercy. The day He created it, He made it into 100 parts. All of us know these hadith, but perhaps if we reflect on it, it will help us to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created rahmah. It's a creation of Allah. He created the mercy, and He divided it into 100 parts. فَأَمْسَكَ إِنْدَهُ تِسْأَنْ وَتِسْأَيْنَ رَحْمَةً. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He kept with Himself 99 parts of this rahmah. He divided it into 100 parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept with Himself 99 parts of this rahmah. وَأَرْسَلَ فِي حَلْقِهِ كُلِّهِمْ رَحْمَةٍ وَاحِدٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent down for the creation just one part of this rahmah. He sent down just one part of this mercy for the creation. This is us. This is the animals. This is everything in creation. We're sharing this one part of rahmah, this one part of mercy. And then Rasulullah said, فَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْقَافِرُ بِكُلِّ الَّذِي إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ لَمْ يَيْأَسْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. And Rasulullah said, had the disbeliever known of all the mercy that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would never despair of entering Jannah. This is the disbeliever. Rasulullah saying, if the disbeliever knew about all the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept with him, he would never despair of entering Jannah. Even though he may be in the hellfire, he would never give up hope because he would know of Allah's rahmah. But of course they don't. They don't. But we do. We do. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا يَعْلَمُ الْمُؤْمِنِ بِكُلِّ الَّذِي إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ لَمْ يَأْمَنْ مِنَ النَّارِ. Rasulullah said, and if the believer, if he knew about the severity, the severity of Allah's punishment, he would never feel safe from the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, we have to have that balance. We have to have the balance. Hawf wa raja. Hope and fear. Hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear of His punishment. We have to have that balance. But today we're going to talk just about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِيَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And my mercy embraces all things. Allah's mercy embraces all things, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we're depending on Allah's mercy because all of us, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we commit the sins. Many of us, we commit the same sins over and over and over again. And we know that they're sins and yet and still we do them. And when we commit the sins, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for sure, we're earning Allah's anger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَّا قَدَ الْخَلْقِ قَتَّبَ إِنْدَهُ فَرْقَ الْأَرْشِ فَوْقَ أَرْشِهِ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah finished His creation, when Allah finished His creation, He wrote upon His throne, above His throne, verily my mercy, it precedes my anger. Or my mercy will overcome my anger. Alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah that Allah is ar-Rahim. Allah is saying that He will put His mercy before His anger. And this is a mercy to us, brothers and sisters, because we're the ones that disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're the ones that bring upon the punishment upon ourselves. And Allah, alhamdulillah, He's ar-Rahim. And so He gives us time. He's merciful and His mercy goes before His anger. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He knows His creation. Allah created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that we're weak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we're going to commit the sins over and over and over again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَأْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ يَجْدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And whosoever does evil and oppresses himself, but afterwards he makes a istighfar, he turns to Allah for forgiveness, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Ghafoorur Rahim. He is the all-forgiver, the most merciful. So alhamdulillah that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, what we need to learn from this is what Allah has told us. Make istighfar. Ask Allah to have mercy on you. And never get tired of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to you. Because all of us, as I said, we're dependent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's not a single one of us who's going to do enough good deeds to be saved from the hellfire. Not a single one of us. So we're all dependent on the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said in one riwayah, one narration, that during the time of the Bani Israel, it said that on Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to pull two people out of the hellfire. He's going to pull two people out of the hellfire. These people, they spent some time in the hellfire, and Allah is going to order for them to come out. So these two people, they're going to be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to them, كَيْفَ وَجَدْتُمَا مَا قِيلَكُمَا وَسُوَ مَسِيرُكُمَا. Allah is going to say to them, how did you find the hellfire? How did you find the hellfire? What can you say about this destination that you went to? This evil destination. So these two people that just came out of the hellfire, they're going to say, Allah, Allah, سُوَ مَقِيلُ وَأَسْوَ مَسِيرُ. Oh Allah, it was an evil destination. It was the worst of places, Ya Allah. This is what these two people are going to say after they've been brought out of the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to them, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَا أَيْدِيكُمَا وَمَا بِدَلَامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah is going to say to them, it's because of what your own hands sent forward. And I did not oppress my slaves. And this is the reality, brothers and sisters. If we end up in the hellfire, it's because of what we did. So Allah is asking these two people about their experience in the hellfire. And Allah is telling them, it's because of what you did that you ended up there. And I didn't oppress anyone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to order them, go back to the Jahannam. Go back into the hellfire, these two people. And then what these two people do is completely different from one another. One of these people, he's going to rush. Allah told him, go back in Jahannam. This one person, he's going to rush back. And he's going to put the chains of Jahannam back on him. And he's going to run towards Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call this man back. Come back. Ya fulan. Oh so and so. You said the hellfire was so terrible. You said the hellfire was an evil place. Why did you rush back? And this man, he will say, Ya Allah. When I was in the dunya, I never obeyed your orders. And now that I know the reality, now when you told me to rush back to the hellfire, I decided I'm going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he rushed back to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he's ar-Rahim, he said to this man, you are forgiven. Enter Jannah. Alhamdulillah. And this second man, when the first man rushed to go back into the hellfire, the second man, he stayed right where he was. He didn't move. And so Allah said to the second man, Ya fulan, why when I ordered you to go back to the hellfire, you didn't go back? And this man, he said, Ya Allah, I was shocked. I was surprised, oh Allah. I didn't think that after you saved me from the hellfire, you would ever send me back in there. And so I stayed. I was shocked, oh Allah. And Allah said to the second man, you are forgiven too. Enter into Jannah. Alhamdulillah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. His mercy is more merciful than we can even imagine. Brothers and sisters, all of us know the hadith about the nursing mother. During the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some captives, they were brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some war prisoners were brought, and it was women and children. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he's standing there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and some of the other sahaba, and they see this woman rushing back and forth, back and forth. And every time it's like she's looking for someone. She was looking for her child. They became separated. Every time she finds a child, she picks the child up. And even though it's not her child, she gives him her breast. Because the babies is hot, they're thirsty, so she's giving them milk. And the whole time she's going from baby to baby, and she's still looking for her child. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the sahaba that were there,
He said, لَتَرَوْنَا هَذِهِ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ.
Allah says, do you ever think that this woman would ever send her child into the hellfire? She would ever take her child to the fire?
And the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, they said, no way, Rasulullah. There's no way. This woman, she's being so merciful to these children that are not even hers. She would never send her own child to the fire.
And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allahu arhamu bi'ibadihi min hadihi biwaladiha.
Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his slaves than this woman is to her son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his slaves, that's us, than this woman would be to her son.
Alhamdulillah.
Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. When we learn about the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it should make us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should make us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being ar-Rahim, for being so merciful to us. Brothers and sisters, as I said before, we should realize none of us are ever going to do enough good deeds to earn Jannah. None of us were ever going to do enough good deeds to earn Jannah. It's impossible. It's not going to happen. Nobody can earn Jannah anyway.
This is from the rahmah of Allah, if Allah gives Jannah to his slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, صَدِّدُوا وَقَرِّبُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُدْخِلُ أَحَدًا الْجَنَّةَ أَمَلُوا.
Rasulullah said, do the good deeds properly. Be sincere and be moderate. And receive the good news that not a single one of you will enter Jannah through his deeds. Not a single one of us will enter Jannah through our deeds. And the Sahaba, they were surprised.
And the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they said,
Wala anta ya Rasulullah? Even you, Messenger of Allah, you won't enter Jannah through your deeds? Because Rasulullah, this is how he spent his whole life. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing the good deeds. Giving out his wealth, fi sabilillah, as soon as he got it. And the Sahaba said, even you, Messenger of Allah, you won't enter Jannah through your good deeds.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا أَنْ يَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَرَحْمَةٍ.
Rasulullah said, even me, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns to me with forgiveness and mercy. So brothers and sisters, this is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what chance do we stand on ever earning Jannah?
There's no chance. All of us, as I said, we're depending on the rahmah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But alhamdulillah, that Allah is ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. And He is the most merciful to the believers, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. There's a weak narration. It's a weak narration, but wallahi, we should reflect on it. It said that during the time of the Bani Israel and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a man who committed sins for 200 years. Because back then the people used to live a lot longer than they do today. This man, he committed the sins for over 200 years. SubhanAllah. And finally the day came when he died. This man, he spent his whole life, 200 plus years, committing the sins, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not doing the things he was supposed to do. And the day came when he died. And the people, they were happy. They were happy. They were thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanAllah. They were happy to Allah. And they were saying, Ya Allah, thank you for ridding us of this evil. This man, he was making life miserable for the people. He was a fitna for the people. Mufsiduna fil ard, committing the mischief in the land. And the people, they couldn't stand him. They were tired of him. For 200 years, they were putting up with this man. And so when he finally died, they were happy. And they even said they were celebrating. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine that? The people, they're having like a party because this man is finally dead. And these people, they refused to bury him. This tells you something about what kind of man must this have been. The people, they would say, celebrate because he died, and they don't even want to bury him. So they just took him and put him on top of a dump. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Musa, one of my friends has died. One of my friends has died. Go and prepare his janazah for him and pray his janazah for him. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes to find out who's this person that died. And when he comes to the body, he's thinking to himself, This man? This is the man who whenever we gave da'wah to him, he refused. He didn't want to hear it. He didn't want to listen. This man, this is what Musa is saying to himself. So what did Musa do? Submitna wa ta'ala. He listened and he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He prepared the janazah for this man. He made the janazah for him and then he buried him. But then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "Ya Allah, this man that you told me to bury, he was this, this, and that. And yet you honored him by having the Nabi of Allah pray janazah for him, oh Allah." What did Allah say? He said, "Ya Musa, I know something about this man that you don't know. I know something about this man that you don't know, Musa." He said, "One day, the one time that this man opened the Tawrat," and this was the revelation for them, "the one time that this man opened the Tawrat, he read and he saw the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam," because Rasulullah is mentioned in the Tawrat. He said, "He saw the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's the one that I love, Rasulullah. And this man, he read it and he believed it and he kissed the page. And because of that one deed that I found pleasing in this man, I overlooked 200 years of sins for him." Subhanallah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters. And we shouldn't be surprised. We shouldn't be surprised, because all of us know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given to Jannah the people that did maybe one thing, one good thing in their life. How about the woman that gave water to the dog? Subhanallah. How about the man that removed the branch from the road? How about the man who was so scared? He never did anything good. He was so scared of Allah. He told his children, "When I die, burn me and spread my ashes. That way Allah won't come and hold me accountable." And Allah brought him back to life. He said, "Why'd you do this?" And this man said, "Oh Allah, I was afraid of you." And Allah forgave him. So brothers and sisters, don't be surprised when you hear about a person being forgiven by Allah for one little thing that they do. Because this is Ar-Rahim. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter us into Jannah, even if only to one good deed. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد وقال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر ذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. All of us know this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Say to my believing slaves who have transgressed the bounds against themselves." They've oppressed themselves. They've gone way beyond the bounds. Allah says, "This is haram," and we're out here somewhere. These people that they've gone far beyond the bounds, Allah is saying, "Tell my believing slaves who have oppressed themselves, never despair of the mercy of Allah. Never give up your hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah forgives all the sins." And here's Al-Ghafoor Rahim, the all-forgiver, the most merciful. Alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, this is the one we're going to be standing in front of on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be merciful to each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, as I said at the beginning of the khutbah, Rasulullah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created the mercy, he divided it into 100 parts. And he kept 99 parts with him. And he sent one part of the rahmah down for the alameen, the creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lillahi mi'ata rahma, fa minha rahmatun biha yatarahamul khalqu baynahum, wa tis'atun wa tis'una liyawmil qiyamah." Rasulullah said, "Verily there are 100 parts of mercy that Allah created, and he sent down just one part for the creation, and this is why they're merciful to one another." And he reserved, he kept back 99 parts of mercy for yawmul qiyamah, for the day when we're going to need it the most. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he kept all this mercy for us. Brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us are going to be depending on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said before, none of us can do enough good to enter Jannah because of the good that we do. But that doesn't mean don't do the good. Do as much good as you can. And have ikhlas when you do it. Have sincerity when you do it. And make sure your intention is you're doing it only for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because none of us know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may accept one deed from us. And this one deed might be the reason that Allah has mercy on us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It said that on Yawm al-Qiyamah there's going to be a man that's going to come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this man, his deeds are going to be put on the al-mizan, on the scale. And his good deeds, they're going to be few. And his bad deeds, they're going to be many. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to say to this man, "Ya fulano, udhil al-jannata bi amalik." Oh, so-and-so, enter Jannah because of your deeds. enter Jannah because of your deeds. And this man, he's thinking, you know, my good deeds were little, my evil deeds, they were many. He's going to say, Ya Allah, what am I? Oh Allah, what good deeds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll remind this man, oh so and so, don't you remember one night while you were alive? SubhanAllah, Allah is reminding him about one night, about when this man was alive. And on this one night, you couldn't sleep. You were in pain. And you kept turning from side to side. And you couldn't sleep. And every time you turned to the side, you turned on your side, you called out to me, Ya Allah! Ya Allah! And you were calling to me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is because you called to me on that night that I have entered you into Jannah. Because on that night when you couldn't sleep, you kept calling upon me. And then the sleep overcame you and eventually you fell asleep. And you forgot about this night. But I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I never forget. And I remember this night for you. And so because of this, I've entered you into Jannah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Ar-Rahim. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the most merciful to the believers. Brothers and sisters, if you want Allah to be merciful to you, number one, do the good deeds. Number two, make tawbah for the bad that we do. Number three, ask Allah for His mercy. And number four, be merciful to one another. Be merciful to one another. And this is very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يرحم الله من لا يرحم الناس. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be merciful to the person who's not merciful to the people. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be merciful to one another. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to always be from the people who make sincere tawbah to Him. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins and to be the most merciful to us on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the day when we need it the most. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exchange all of our places in the hellfire for places in paradise.